The Modern Black Man Podcast.
Stocks you need to watch include NVIDIA, Meta, Apple, Tesla, Snapchat, Berkshire Hathaway, as well as A&B stock. Devon Energy. And if I had to round it with two more stocks to be punctuated and watched throughout 2024, Netflix and Disney. These are all the stocks that you'll need. Play this tape back in June, and then we'll talk about it again in December. If I'm telling you that I'm wrong, I'll tell you before I close out 2024. That's all that I ask. That's all that I can do. If you feel that what I'm saying is untrue, unbelievable, fact check me. Let's do that. I provide this information because I think a lot of us young men, I can no longer say young, we are faced with challenges of providing as well as navigating the world, as well as satisfying ourselves. Your man, unfortunately, is more likely to stay around if he can get around. And that's what you choose. Because women, that's who I'm blaming, you ladies, don't know how to satisfy men. They just know how to refuse to have this brought to their attention. And I have to respect that, but I can't be in a relationship like that because I want to like the person that I'm with. And I don't accept any substitution. The level of connection I desire is deeply, spiritually, mentally, emotionally connected, and so we can act it out physically. I think, as many of you know, performing is a incredible blessing, and it's a sport. It's difficult, and I have the track record to prove it. Luckily, I provide this information for free. Life is very short. Youth is fast. I think the greatest breakthrough for me as a leader is that nothing matters more than who you surround yourself with. Because anyone that knows me personally, professionally, or socially, I'm not the most aggressive person in the world, but I'm not going to bullshit. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to fake around, and I'm not going to dumb down. That was the only mistake I've ever made. I've been in a lot of different situations, and I'm not going to fucking play myself for anybody ever. The only time anyone has ever depicted me as aggressive is when they were trying to abuse me, misuse me. Other than that, I always play fair.